Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.com. It is Monday and it's time for Inspirational Monday. Yes, 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 yes. Today I will get ready to, well, we'll talk, we'll share, we'll cry, we'll think, we'll reflect on all of our decisions that we've made over the years and where it has led us to the point that we're in our lives today. So, yes, that's what we're going to talk about today, life decisions. So, before we get into it, I want to make sure that you all are well and that I know that it's a lot going on. You know, storms in the north, you know, we have storms in the south, storms on the west. You know, so it's like, and even on the East Coast, we got snowstorms. So a lot going on, but I hope that you all are well and safe and that you all are ready to take this journey with me today, you know. And I hope that you all are following me on Twitter at Midnight Coco and Karita 40. That is K-H-R-I-T-A 40. Or on Instagram at Uncore Radio, that's UNKORRADIO, as well as Karita 40 on Instagram, or you can always find us, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/CocoRadio. All right, or you can tune in, or you can call us, rather, you can give us a call here, and the number to call is going to be 563-999-3789. Again, the call-in number is 563-999-3789. Yes, so let's go ahead and get into today's show. So, you know, we're getting ready to come up on Easter, or as some who refer to it as Easter, others that will refer to it as Resurrection Sunday, you know, and it is a celebration of, you know, the crucifixion or death of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are religious scholars or who are spiritual believers in God, we all know the story that Jesus was born in December for what we know is to be December, and we celebrate his birth, you know, each and every year at the end of the year, and then around the beginning of the new year, somewhere in March or April, we celebrate his death and the crucifixion, which, you know, was stated, you know, in the Old Testament that he would come, he would teach, save, do his ministry, and then he would be crucified on a cross, right? So the reason why I bring that up is because it's the decision that was made. The decision that he had to make to fulfill this prophecy or promise or purpose on this planet, and it was to sacrifice his own life for the sake of others, right? To break this curse that was brought on or that was done years before he even arrived on the scene on earth, right? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because he's a prime example of, you know, decisions, an example of sacrifice, right? And we look at our mirror lives and we say, you know, oh, we got to make sacrifices here and there, sacrifice for our spouse, sacrifice for our children, sacrifice for our church, sacrifice for our jobs, you know what I'm saying? Even sacrifices for our own self, you know? And these decisions or sacrifices that we make, you know, sometimes can either make us or break us. You know what I'm saying? They can either help or not help, right? And I've been doing some reflection on, you know, these decisions, these sacrifices, and I find it that what we don't know is, well, we kind of know to some extent of his thought process, you know, the thought process. He was in the garden of, I believe, Yosemite, and he was praying that, and he says that if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, he accepted the call, right? You know, you would say, oh, is this, how could a person go through something like that? How could they put themselves in that position? Would we be able to put ourselves in those positions? You know, sometimes we have, you know, found ourselves in these sacrificial or, you know, these harsh, just making harsh decisions, right? Whether we cut a person off in our life that is that means no good to us, you know, whether they're bringing harm to our bodies or life or our families and everything. So we basically say, you know what, I'm cutting you off. I'm making the ultimate sacrifice to let you go. You know what I'm saying? Or I am making the decision to move forward with my life or change some things in my life. If that means that I lose some friends, maybe even some family members, you know, or maybe even lose, colleagues or even a good job to ultimately follow or to fulfill a decision or this purpose, you know, and for the sake of either the greater good of my life and others, or for the simple purpose of it's bigger and greater than me. You know, this is something higher than me, right? So let me explain it this way from my perspective. As you all know, I have so many different, you know, levels and titles and things to me, right, into my career. You know, but one of those things is as a communicator, a communication specialist, you know, it is my job to create a strategy, a plan that will ultimately help each of my clients, you know, to better their brands, you know, whether it's in public relations or in new media marketing, okay? And I have to lay out a plan that is ultimately going to help them, right? Sometimes those plans work and sometimes those plans don't. And if those plans don't, and if we don't see progression, then I have to revamp that plan, right? Take it into rework the strategy and try something else, right? And, you know, for Christ, he didn't have that. He did not, there was no options for him. You know what I'm saying? There was no option for him, even though he wanted to, like, listen, I don't know if I could do this. Like, can you make this go? Like, can you take this from me? Like, you know, I don't even want to deal with this. I don't even want to go through with this. But ultimately, accepting that one, only one option, like, there's no other option. You have to do it or not. You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, making that decision and going forward. Whereas we have options. You know what I'm saying? We have options in our lives. You know what I'm saying? I have options, you know, professionally and personally. And each and every day, those options that I have can either hinder me or progress me forward. Okay? So how do we overcome those decisions that don't always go in the right direction? What do we do? What steps do we take in order to ensure that the next decision that we make doesn't fail? Yesterday, I was listening to a message by Pastor Phil Muncy, and he basically said that, you know, the message was titled, rather, I cannot fail, right? And he basically took it from the scripture that was found in Luke chapter 22, and it basically was saying that Jesus called out to Simon and basically telling him, like, hey, there is a hindrance. The enemy is trying to basically take you out because the enemy knows who you are. You know what I'm saying? He knows what you are capable of, you know, if you, in this journey, that this decision that you've made. But I'm here to tell you that I prayed for you. I'm here to let you know that I've interceded on your behalf, that you're going to continue. You're going to move forward in this journey. You're not going to be hindered. You're not going to be taken lightly. Anything that you do is going to be, it's going to progress you forward in life, right? And here's the thing. So if he basically stated that to Simon, and basically ultimately we can operate in the same area, you know, whether you're a believer or not, we can operate within faith, right? To believe that we have the strength to be able to move forward. Just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, yes, he wanted to say, no, I don't want to accept this. I don't want to do this. But ultimately, building up the strength and, you know, becoming becoming strong in his decision. Say, you know what? Nevertheless, I'll do it. I don't want it, but I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know there's a greater plan, you know, on the other side of that thing, right? So what is our greatest plan on the other side of the decisions that we make each and every day? We'll talk about that after the break. We're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation about life's decisions, the decisions that we make in our lives. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of Inspiration on Monday right here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. It's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey, ladies, do you love playing dress-up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl Miss Coco sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs.
Wonderful and worthy by
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Inspirational Monday, and I'm glad that you have tuned in to join me today. Before the break, we were talking about life decisions, you know, and I was giving you a scenario of how, you know, Christ made his decision, making the sacrifice to fulfill the purpose that he was put on earth to fulfill, correct? So, you know, I'm comparing that to, well, not so much as comparing it, but I am discussing it or sharing with how it would, what the decisions that we ultimately make, right? What we make, the sacrifices that we make for our families, for our, you know, for ourselves, for, you know, our jobs and everything like that. Like, how do we navigate? How do we navigate and manage the decisions that we make, whether it's the right decision or the wrong decision? Surely, yes, we seek guidance, right? We seek guidance from God. We seek guidance from our spiritual leaders. You know, we listen to podcasts and, you know, get advice from friends who may have experienced some of those things, you know, to ultimately make the decisions that we make, correct? And so regardless of where we receive, you know, the guidance from, at the end of the day, the decision ultimately lies within us. And so whatever decisions that we make, we have to be able to accept the consequences of that, of the decision or not, whether those decisions are good for us or not. You know what I'm saying? So we have to accept those consequences. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because, you know, we all have to go through some things. In order for us to heal or overcome, we have to make decisions, right? We have to make sacrifices in our lives. Right? You know, growing up, childhood trauma being, you know, presented to us, afflicted on us, and we have to, you know, decide whether or not when we become adults, if how are we going to deal with that trauma? Are we going to seek therapy? Are we going to just say, you know what, it is what it is. I can't do anything about it. I can't change it. It's a part of my life and so on and so forth. But I'm going to choose that I don't do that same thing to my children. You know what I'm saying? I don't inflict that pain, that infliction onto them. You know what I'm saying? And how do we go through that? How can we do that? You know, even to relationships, whether or not we choose to date someone that is, you know, makes less than us or equal to us, or, you know, pay grade is greater than us, you know, than ours, you know, and, you know, that could be, you know, anybody, male or female, you know what I'm saying? You know, males thinking that, oh, they have to be in a certain position to, in order to date or obtain a certain, you know, level of success in order for them to, you know, be in a relationship, a successful relationship. Women thinking that, oh, I have to be, you know, with a person who makes this amount of money and so on and so forth. These decisions we're faced with, right? Even when going in for job interviews, you know, where we're looking for jobs, we have to sit and research, you know, the positions that are available that are maybe in our field or even not in our field, you know, where we say, okay, is this job going to benefit me? Do they have the benefits that I need? Do they have insurance policy, you know, plans, you know, whether it's health care, life insurance, retirement plans, 401k plans, XYZ, so on and so forth, right? We have to make these decisions, and these decisions can, and affect our life. They affect our life, you know, to even, you know, even in entertainment, watching, you know, television. Do I want to watch variety TV or do I want to watch a sitcom? Do I want to watch a drama series? You know what I mean? We have to ultimately make decisions in every aspect of our life. You know, but the one decision that we may or may not have to is whether to put our life on the line for the sake of others, as Christ did for us. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, although we have these options to make the decision, he really didn't have much of a decision. You know, he didn't have an option in making his decision. He had to accept that cup, you know, as was described in the Bible. He had to accept that cup. You know what I'm saying? We have the freedom, the will to choose what we want to do. Whether we want to, you know, eat Chinese or eat seafood or eat barbecue or soul food, you know what I'm saying? We have choices and sometimes, you know, we may not have choices, you know, but we all have a choice to make. You know, we all have to make a decision. And those decisions affect our life, you know. And I, speaking from my perspective, I feel that the decision that Christ made was a selfless one. And when I say selfless one, he could have easily said, no, I'm not going to do it. And it could have been selfish in that decision, but he made a selfless decision to ultimately help each and every one of us so we can have the freedom to choose. You know what I'm saying? He ultimately made the decision to say, hey, I'm going to take this sacrifice of my own body, my own life, for the sake of others. People I'm not even going to, you know, that I don't even know yet, you know what I'm saying? But I will know at some point, you know what I'm saying? And what that is so humanly impossible for many of us, you know what I'm saying? So humanly impossible for many of us to do. So I say what we can do in order to make our decisions, of course, like I said before coming into this, we have to seek advice. Seek advice from the Most High, God, you know, seek advice from spiritual leaders to help guide us through making those decisions, you know, seek friends who've gone through experiences that we've had, or just simply say, you know, rationalize. How is this decision going to affect me? How is this decision going to make my life better or worse? You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're discussing today, life's decisions. What decisions have you made in your life that has been for the greater good or for not? I'll share with you some decisions that I've had to make in my own personal life. So I want you all to think about yours, you know, as we take this break and come back, we'll continue our conversation on life decisions. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Keep it locked, don't go anywhere. More inspiration Monday on this. You're listening to The Midnight Coco Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break.
Founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hours. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time? God bless you and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you and God keep you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
For who we are, and who we are, and I, only there is only what happens when the sky above runs out of every single shooting star? And what if every good intention's only meant to go so far?
We're back. We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. This is Inspirational Monday, and today we're talking about life decisions. Life decisions. At the beginning of the show, we talked about the decisions that we make and how they can affect us, whether, you know, they are sacrificial or professional or even personal, you know. They all affect us in a way that is for the either the greater good or for the worse. You know what I'm saying? But all the decisions have a consequence. You know, all decisions that we make at the end of the day have a consequence. And how do we navigate through those decisions that we have to make? What do we do? What is the strategy, you know, of how to navigate through those decisions? Yes, we seek a higher source. We seek God on everything that we do. If you are a spiritual believer, if you are, you know, a believer in God and Christ, you know, so we ultimately seek him, or we can seek our spiritual leader. Some, you know, even seek the advice of a therapist, which I didn't mention that one, but we can always seek a therapist. Or we can seek a friend, you know, but we always seek some type of guidance to help us make the right decisions in our life, you know, the right decision in our lives. You know, for me personally, I had to make a lot of decisions in my life. You know, it's no secret. You all know that I am legally blind, but I don't let that impairment or that status of what the doctor has placed on me hinder me. You know, recently I found out that I was I was diagnosed with diabetes. You know, although it's in the early stages of diabetes, you know, doctor prescribed me some medication that, you know, can help manage it or help control it, you know. Even dealing with high blood pressure, some of us, you know, or not all of us are Americans, and, you know, even, you know, across this country, across the world, you know, may deal with those type of illnesses. But we do not let those illnesses or those diagnoses hinder us from achieving the goals that we set for our lives, right? You know, we don't allow them to, you know, stop us from living. We continue to live, right? We make adjustments. So that's ultimately what I had to do, you know, back in 2004, when I was told that, hey, you're losing your sight. You know, and going temporarily blind where I had a hemorrhage in my left eye, and it was like I was at work and couldn't see. I'm like, what is going on, you know? And basically had to call out to a coworker for her to help me, you know, and it's like ultimately making the decisions, you know, instead of me keeping this to myself and just moving on, I had to let it be known to my manager at the time that, hey, this is what's going on with me. Right now, I can't even see you, sir. You know, so I need to leave. I need to go and, you know, take a break. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back or not. You know what I mean? I had to basically say, what's more important to me at, in this very moment? Is my health more important, or is it me staying here trying to figure out where everything is, you know, on this job at this time of hour, you know? So the ultimate decision, the sacrifice decision that I made was to choose myself. You know, in that moment, I had to choose myself because there was nothing that I could actually do. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do anything. I couldn't see anything. You know what I'm saying? So I made that decision to leave on that day, right? So, you know, another decision I had to make was deciding if I'm going to get some type of training with this newfound impairment, is what I'll call it. With this newfound impairment, what is my decision? Am I going to sit and suffer with it and just let my vision deteriorate, or am I going to make a decision to change something? You know what I'm saying? Every decision that I have made in my life, starting in 2004, well, actually before then, 2003, because I had to make a decision to end a relationship that had been ongoing for some years, and I had to end that. Because otherwise, it wasn't going to end. It was going to continue to keep going on and on and on. And I had to make the decision to say, you know what? I'm choosing me. Because if I continue to go on, where is this going to lead? It's not going to lead where I want to ultimately have it to lead. So I had to make that decision. That started in 2003, right? 2004, had that decision. 2005, had another situation, you know, which led me into the hospital, you know, suffering, needing a blood transfusion because, you know, I literally had, like, lost all of my blood. All the blood that was in my body was pretty much almost gone, you know, and having to make the decision right then and there, what am I going to do? Am I going to choose life, or am I going to go ahead and just say, you know what, I'm not going to do it? You know what I mean? For the sake of what if? What if something is wrong with this blood? What if I get this? What if, you know what I'm saying? So I ultimately had to make the decision there. All of these decisions were life decisions. You know what I'm saying? And I had to make them sometimes abruptly, and sometimes I had to seek guidance for it, right? So that's 2005. After 2005, I recovered, you know, and started like, okay, what am I going to do going forward? How am I going to overcome these things? What am, you know, I'm already hit with this. What am I going to do next? Like, what is really going on? So I said, okay, I'm not going to sit and wallow. You know, I'm going to start doing something, doing some of the things that I've always wanted to do. 2006, I tried out for American Idol. And I'm going to try to make this quick, too, you know, because we only have a limited time here. But I'm going to do American Idol, try out for that. Once I get through that, if I make it, I make it, great. If I don't, I don't, great. I still try, right? Moving from there, going to California. You know, well, I was already in California anyway in 2006. But anyways, going to California, trying out for American Idol, experiencing some things that I had never experienced before, seeing some things that I had never seen before in California. You know, 2007, you know, went and saw like, oh, this is something that I can do. Saw, you know, some inspirational mentors, you know, that were in media that said, that made me just say, you know what, I could probably do this too. Like, I mean, one of my, you know, biggest dreams is to be, you know, wanted to be a sports anchor, a sportscaster, right? So I can go this route, you know, this route may be the better route for me anyway, at least try to build my way up, right? So I did that. That was 2007, meeting, you know, Claudia Jordan and Speedy and, you know, and Johnny Mac. Shout out to them, you know, and so on and so forth at Foxhole Radio. You know what I mean? That's 2007. 2008, like, okay, I've started taking steps to, you know, moving forward to begin a journey in, you know, media, entertainment, or whatever the case may be. Making all these decisions for my life, you know, was like, okay, I'm moving here, I'm moving here. Whether it was progressive or not, you know, ultimately I did it. I stepped out on faith and did the things that I felt like I was put here to do, right? Leading me to where I am now. This decision to do this show, 2009, I did that. You know, back and forth, should I continue, should I not? What do I do? Change up the format? How am I going to make this show more effective? And ultimately, how am I going to, you know, be perceived? You know what I'm saying? All of the decisions that I made, even in education, going back to school, getting my degrees, you know, and here I am today, still, you know, still making decisions for my life, personal decisions. And so what we have to do is, yes, reflect, seek guidance, and ultimately end up making those decisions. You know, making those life decisions that's going to either make us or break us. And I hope that, my hope and prayer for you is that you begin to see the decisions that you make you or break you. And they can make you for the better or they can make you for the worse. But at the end of the day, what you do with your decisions makes an impact on you and everyone else around you. So I hope and pray that you make the right decision. Make right decisions. You know what I'm saying? Not selfish decisions or selfless decisions. Just make the right decision. You know, look at the example of Jesus. That he ultimately made the right decision to sacrifice his own life for the greater good of others and even for himself, because he is someone that we can refer to in our everyday life. You know what I mean? Someone who is, like, I would say, better than me. You know what I'm saying? Better than me. So let's begin to choose and make right decisions for our life. You know what I'm saying? Outweigh whatever those consequences end up being, whether it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Let's make better decisions for our life going forward. You know what I'm saying? We have an upcoming election. Got to make decisions there. You know what I'm saying? Job-wise, we got to make decisions there. Choose to, you know, the right to have a promotion or not, or to, you know, to move from that job or find another one. You know what I'm saying? We have decisions, whether to stay with our spouses or not. But ultimately, we have to make decisions for our children, for our, you know what I'm saying, for generations to come. Make the right decisions. Choose the right decision, and I hope that you choose wisely. I hope you choose wisely, okay? So I'll take we're going to take another break, and then we'll come back with my final thoughts here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com. I hope that you all understand where I'm coming from, and you really hear, okay? So we'll be right back on the other side. You're listening to The Midnight Coco Show, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Be sure to like, share, and follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stay tuned for more of our show after the break. it's glam time, just in time for spring. Hey, ladies, do you love playing dress-up for that special guy in your life? Or how about a girl's night out? Well, Glam Time Beauty Supply has all of your beauty needs. Yes, from makeup to beauty products and everything in between. Just log on to Instagram at Glam Time Beauty Supply and let them know that your girl Miss Coco sent you. That's Glam Time Beauty Supply for all of your beauty needs.
Dr. Liberia Dent, founder of Living Sacrifice Ministries International, Sisters International, and Faith Deliverance Temple. I'm inviting you to Living Sacrifice Ministries' new broadcast day and hour. We will be broadcasting on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We are moving from Sundays, 7 a.m. to Saturdays, 10 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you join me on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Time? God bless you and God keep you. I will see you there this Saturday, the first Saturday in March. God bless you and God keep you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Inspirational Monday. Today we talked about life decisions and the decisions that we had to make in our life. And when I tell you that the decisions that I've made, some I regret, some I don't, but the decisions that I've made in my life, I am grateful and thankful for them, because it has made me a better person. You know, those decisions that I made has made me a better person. And my hope and prayer is that you all make some great decisions that is going to put you in a better place in your life, make you a better person. You know, because there's so much going on, you know, around the world, people fighting and wanting this and wanting that, making these decisions that not only is affecting them, but it's affecting the entire globe. You know what I'm saying? And if they had sat down and actually really thought about the decisions that they will ultimately make and how it would affect not only themselves, but others around them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to continue to live in a life where all the decisions that we all make end up being a bad decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start looking at life and saying, you know, I think I want to make a better decision and for my life. And you know what I mean? And choosing to do some good. You know what I'm saying? Make a decision to get to know somebody that you've never met before, never knew. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know a lot of people, you know, have neighbors and stuff, and they're like, I don't want to deal with my neighbor because my neighbor is this and that. They're so annoying or this and that and the third. But sometimes it is okay to just to be neighbor and just say, hey, how you doing? And keep it moving. You never know, like, oh, my neighbor's being neighborly. Maybe, you know, now that they're being neighborly, maybe I could start being neighborly and be more respectful of their privacy, their, you know, their life. You know what I mean? Because they're being neighborly to me. They're being kind to me. I can be a little more kinder to them. You know what I'm saying? Or you see a homeless person on the street and they are begging, you know, they're begging for food or money. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like, no, just walking away, just say, you know what? I hope this does something for you, whether it does something for you for good or not. But I hope and pray that you make a better decision for your life right now than the decision that you were going to make before you saw me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be better when it comes to our decision. Making the decision, but making sure that the decision is good. You know what I'm saying? We're celebrating or recognizing this upcoming holiday. Some will say Easter, some will say Resurrection Sunday, you know? But the decision that Christ made for all of us was a good decision. Because if he had not, what would we all be today? So the decision that he made was a good decision. I'll even change that word from good to great. He made a great decision because we have the option, the will to make better decisions for our life. Am I going to be good or am I going to be bad? Am I going to do good or am I going to do bad? Like, those decisions. You know what I'm saying? Am I going to choose to love or to hate? I don't know. I choose to love, you know? So I love all of you, and I hope for the best for you and that you make better decisions for your life. Okay? Until next time, feel free to be you and live for today like it is your last. Because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa. And guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Black Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back here next time. Peace.